Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Craig Kukowski. Yes, that Craig Kukowski. What? Why? What do you know me from? Uh-huh. No, I wasn't in that. No, that's another guy. That was another guy. So you know my name and what I sound like, but you're associating me with somebody else's credits and career entirely. No, you're a sociopath. Let's meet and or possibly greet today's alchemist, shall we? Let's start with Mr. Jessica Lowe, otherwise known as Chris Alvarado. Chris, what work of art always makes you cry?
That's a great question.
Could be a movie, a book, a song, a painting.
Yeah, I think musicals always make me cry. I was just watching the most recent West Side Story the other night, which I didn't particularly love, but I got teary eyed. I love a musical.
When they killed Riff and Bernardo. Spoilers, sorry.
I mean, I started crying at I Want to Be an America.
Sure.
I started crying. I love that song. And I love musicals. I just love musicals. Have I said that enough?
No.
I could cry right now.
Book of Mormon make you cry?
Cry.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Let's also welcome Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthi.
Oh. Hello. Thank you for welcoming me. Thank you.
Jackie, it's 3 a.m. Not now, but in this hypothetical.
Yes, yes.
It's 3 a.m. You're watching television. What are you watching?
At 3 a.m., I'm probably trying to get back to sleep. So I'm going to be watching Frasier or Friends. Depends. Like I'll switch if one doesn't make me fall asleep in one episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going between those two.
It's the soothing voice of David Hyde Pierce.
I love Frasier so much and I've seen it in its entirety so many times that yes, it's just like I know what's coming. It is soothing. It's never big loud noises. There's no You know what I mean? How yeah, some shows are just fucking loud. Yes. It's comfort, familiarity, and I know that that show is not going to like get rowdy.
Like it's not like Euphoria. I've been watching Euphoria. Oh, God. And that show's been fucking me up.
That's stressful. Yeah.
No, I know it's going to go to sleep to Euphoria. That's the sign of a sociopath. That's a huge red flag.
Cool. I've been meaning to check out that show. So, Frasier, I mean. And now it's James Sini. James, I don't do nicknames, but a variation on the same question. It's 3 a.m. You're at 7-Eleven or your local convenience store of choice. What are you buying?
At 3 a.m., I guess I would probably be, let's see, probably not an energy drink. That's usually what I would do, but not at 3 a.m.
Don't sell yourself short. That's energy drink sounds like a heaney 3 a.m. purchase.
Well, I guess a Bang energy drink, the one that tastes like cotton candy, because they're not going to sell booze at that hour. They're not going to sell me beer, even if I want it.
Okay.
And I don't smoke or chew anymore. I guess, damn it, at 3 a.m., I'm not happy.
You can get food, too.
At 3 a.m., that stuff's not good, Craig. I've eaten at 7-Eleven at 3 a.m. And, you know, it's the rolling thing that looks like a hot dog, but somebody blended up some sort of breading inside of it. I guess I'd get one of those.
Well, you showed a disappointing amount of discipline on that answer.
Sorry.
And look who it is. It's Caroline Cotter. Caroline, what game or sport could you kick my ass in?
Okay, I have an answer to this, but I just want to say, like James said, the breading was inside the hot dog.
It's blended. It's like a burger dog or something.
I don't actually want to know more about that.
What are those reverse dogs? Meat on the outside, bread on the inside.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking vomit. But Craig, I don't know like what sports you're good at. So I can't say with full confidence anything I know I would.
You know.
Yeah, you're right. I do know. I think that I haven't played it for like 15 years, but I think if we did like a one-on-one field hockey that Ooh. I would beat you. And I was really aggressive with, like, I would get in trouble for like hitting people, like not the ball. So watch out.
Yeah. 100%. You're totally right. And I don't even know what one-on-one field hockey would look like.
Me neither. We'd figure it out.
Yeah, because we're on offense and had to defend the goal at the
That's
same
exactly
time,
right. Yes.
That's mm-hmm. weird. And last and possibly least, I mean, somebody has to be. It's just math. It's Joey Greer. Joey, what book have you read more than any other? And it's okay if it's the Bible.
Oh, wow. What book have I read more than any other book? I guess it would, you know what it would be?
No, that's why I,
it's my neighbor's diary. And I'm able to get inside the house pretty quickly now because I've, like, you know, figured out the windowsill, figured out the locks, and I've greased it perfectly for my body. Because you're going to think, oh, you don't want too much grease. You want it, like, you know, but you want enough grease for your mass. And I found out that I need about like 2 to 16 quarts of just like, you know, hot, what's it called? Ferret butter. So it's a very specific kind of butter. And then you use that and you just slide right in there. And they've moved it around because I think they got wise that I was picking it up. But he's pretty chill about it. So he'll leave it on the desk or something like that. You got to go in the early morning. But I've read that probably
cover to cover?
Cover to cover, probably 600 to 700 times.
But it wasn't filled at the beginning, right? Do you? Never mind. Never mind.
It's been hard to get ferret butter lately because of the supply chain issues.
I know.
What's your hookup?
Honestly, Amazon Prime. I know it's crazy. Don't cancel me.
They're evil, but you can get same day ferret butter. Joey, thank you for that honest answer to an honest question. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like standalone bonus scenes, video of our recording sessions, and at the highest level of support, Alchemaniac, you'll have the chance to join one of our recording sessions. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Scene number one comes from Alchemy VIP Oystein, or possibly Oystein, who writes, Happy February. Happy February, Oystein. two alternative scene suggestions for your consideration. Waking up in a stranger's bed, missing your pet cow, excessive hair growth. That sounds like three, but I think waking up in a stranger's bed, missing your pet cow is one, and I think excessive hair growth is the other, or possibly missing your pet cow, excessive hair growth is the second. But Oystein, I bet we can in some way honor all three of those.
Oh my God. Oh,
you don't have to go.
Oh my God. I thought you were asleep. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. No, 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 no.
Look, I'm just going to say we had a time.
We had sex, right? Like full. Did we have full sex?
Yes, but now I feel weird because if you don't remember it, then I feel weird.
No, I did remember it. I was just fucking hoping it was a dream. Okay. I was hoping it was a nightmare. I remember every second of it. I was dead ass sober for all of that. And it's one of the biggest regrets in my life. I wish I was blacked out.
But if you want to hang.
No, I can't. I'm a farmer. I have to get back to my animals. Okay. Fuck, I'm so fucked. I'm like, it's a 4 a.m. I have to like start the feeding. Fuck. Okay. And you're not even hot. Like, I'm sorry, but you are fucking ugly. Do people tell you that? I'm so sorry. I'm just so shocked. I can't. What was I? Ugh.
Hugh, I don't know what to tell you. There's just an excessive hair growth in your pelvic area.
Right, but can you get rid of it? You know?
Yeah.
Will the lasers get rid of it?
We're really looking to just.
Mom, Dad, jeez. Can we get rid of it?
Sure. You're an adult. Why are they here?
Well, last night something really embarrassing happened. I told my parents about it.
He's been dealing with this issue ever since
sex.
He was 13 years old. Not the sex. I don't know if that's a necessarily
okay,
a
let
weird
me just
age
clear this
start.
Up for you. There's so much hair down there that even a minor erection gets tangled up. And that... We need
it's painful for him.
Up.
It's painful for the partner. And it's honestly unseemly. And I fear that my son will never find a match for the rest of his life because people can't get over that. And
let me just make it really easy for you to understand. I had the same problem at his age. I would have never been able to get together with Nancy.
And I forced him to laser that off as well. Now, at that time, they were using a different kind of laser. So what I want to know is, are your particular lasers going to work on his particular problem? Because his hair is a little coarser than my husband's was.
Well, we've moved away from Cold War laser technology. Oh. So I imagine the scar tissue that's built up around your pelvic area.
Well, your parents were right to hire a sex therapist for you. I've heard it all. So, don't worry. That nothing's going to seem weird or so tell me about your erections. Are you having major erections, minor erections?
I mean, for me they're major, but
for other people possibly minor. Okay.
And furthermore, I feel like I've only had sex one time and it was two nights ago.
Was it full sex?
It was full in sex. And yes, she was stone cold sober, if you're wondering.
Okay.
But the next morning, she said all the things I have always feared I'd hear from a woman. I'm very ugly, wildly and aggressively unattractive. Stuff like that.
Now, was this woman in the city or the country?
Funny you should ask. We were in my place at the city, but she's a country girl.
Okay. So she works on a farm, went into the city to the club to hook up, and when
that
she has to get
story.
Up at 4 a.m. and milk cows.
Yeah, that old story. Yeah. But I've done something a little romantic. I'm not letting this one get away. I caught one. I'm not letting her go.
What?
I still want her for cows.
How did you manage that?
Charmin? Charmin, I'm missing one of the heifers.
Okay. Are you sure? Can you count again?
I mean, I've counted.
I mean, I know there's only two, so just
there's
count.
There's two cows, I'm telling you, Charmin.
And there's one?
There's just one.
What the fuck?
So I guess that's my day. I'll just clock
no.
out.
No. Todd, you can't just leave when there's a missing cow. Your job is the cow handler.
Yeah.
So you understand, like, it's kind of a big deal if 50% of the cows are missing.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Did anything strange happen when I was gone? You know how I was gone a couple nights ago for the night?
Well, let's see. Right before you came home, I was stone sober. And
thank you.
I don't know if you've ever heard of a Sasquatch before.
Like Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw what I can only assume is a Bigfoot run through the opening.
Let me just stop you right here. So you've said you've seen Sasquatch before.
Yeah.
And I've shown you just a picture of a man and you said, yeah, that's Sasquatch.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Just to clarify, was this a man or was this like an actual Sasquatch, like 20-foot hairy thing, or like a regular man, like kind of this guy here?
I don't say he's 20-foot. I say maybe like 3-4 inches hairy. But yeah, I mean, Sasquatch.
Mom, Dad, can we set the table? I have a guest coming tonight.
You can certainly set the table, son.
Yes.
I would love for you to set the table.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I would love that. Thank you.
What are we having tonight, Ma?
I'm sorry. Is it always my job?
Or Dad.
To set up the dinner? I'm sorry. Do I not get one day off?
I thought you were having somebody over for dinner. I was really excited.
Yeah, we were excited. Well, so then,
what's for dinner?
It's up to me.
Bing bong.
Oh,
who's it's 6? It's 6 p.m. Who would be here at this time of night?
Go see Dad.
Hello.
Hi. Your son has my fucking cow.
Oh my God, you're beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. People don't tell me that enough. So thank you so much.
Hi, Mom, Dad, this is Charmin.
Oh, my
Charmin,
gosh.
These are my
You're
folks.
Gorgeous.
I knew you'd come.
Ew.
Not like that. I mean, I knew you'd come to my home. Mom.
Thank you.
This is what I was talking about.
Stunning.
Hi, I'm not going to stay for long. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I just...
wait, you're going to have to stay a little longer because, son, I haven't finished dinner yet. Wink, wink. But you guys just hang out here and I'll bring it out to the living room in 5 minutes.
I'm so sorry. Why does it look like your dad has like tumors or like a growth on like his bottom half? He looks like a Russian stacking doll.
Hey, ask my mom.
What
ask
is going
mom.
On
I
with
never
that?
Looked down there, Ma.
You don't have to tell me. I'm sorry. I was asking just him. And now that he's like, ask your mom about it's
no,
weird.
No, we're open
it's
here.
Uncomfortable.
We're
open.
No.
Yeah, it's a little bit uncomfortable, but it's not so uncomfortable when it hits the right spot. You know what I mean? So let's not.
Speaking
we're
of
not
which,
always
I'm going to run to the restroom real quick. I'll let you two get acquainted, you know, because you've both spent some time in the same territory.
Mark, what are you doing? You covering up a cow in the garage? You need any help, buddy? Or what's going on?
What did you say, covering up a cow?
I said cutting up. Looks like you're carving up a cow to
carving
serve.
Carving
huh?
up a cow. Oh, you noticed this.
Oh, yeah.
You know
need
what?
Any help, butter?
I think I got to kill it is the problem. I don't think it's...
You never killed a cow before?
No. No. Well, honestly, I don't even know where this thing came from.
Let me help you do it. I grew up on a farm. So what you want to do is you want to just stab it in the head. Stab it in the fucking head. Just keep it. Oh, this skull is thick. And just keep stabbing, stabbing.
Stop.
Stabbing, 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 stabbing.
Stop, stop. Stop. Listen. I in a moment of passion, I prayed to God and said, let me go to the garage and find something to feed my boy has brought home a girl for the first time.
Oh, wow.
This cow
Mark,
appeared
congrats.
Here. Thank you. So we need to kill this cow quick. And I need to get whatever part of this thing is 4 steaks.
Dr. Lipschitz, you're the best sex therapist.
Thank you very much.
Can I just jump right in? I know this
Please,
is-
please. This is your hour.
Okay. So I've been seeing my boyfriend for about 4 months, and yes, we do have sex. And yes, it's
good,
full in.
Full sex, okay, great.
Yes. And it's good and it's fun. But ever since, you know, he's been having some problems at work. One of the cows is gone. I don't know. He has less work to do at work, and he's like at home earlier and he's hungry for my body. And it's not as fun for me. It's like still a good time, but I feel like the work is now coming home. Like sometimes, you know.
Yeah. What does he do?
It's sometimes it's fun and it's passionate.
No, what does he do for a living?
Oh, he He works at a farm, at a dairy farm.
Okay, I figured. I just heard one of the cows is missing.
He works at a dairy farm. It's a lot of mucking of the stalls, but it's also they're old school, so they do hand udder pulling. They do hand milking.
And he's channeling some of that into your
relationship. Exactly. Sometimes I feel like it feels like work to him. And I'm like, there's nothing going to come out right now, you know?
With your permission, I'd love to come and tape the two of you.
Having sex or just having dinner?
Let's start with dinner and see where it goes.
Now, if you look at the evidence here, it's very clear that this is a Bigfoot, all right? Now, I understand that some of the pictures are going to be a little blurry, all right? Some of the pictures are going to be a little blurry. But if we just take into consideration that this is a Bigfoot.
I am a sex therapist. From the picture you're showing me, that is a male penis.
Yeah, it is, all right? But if we look at it, if we zoom in, all right? Uh-huh. Don't tell me that's not the gait of a full-blown Bigfoot. Look at the steps. Something only 8 feet tall.
Aren't we supposed to be having dinner and you're just like a silent observer, videotaper?
Yeah, sorry, but this Sasquatch thing just really threw me off.
I mean, he's the only one talking, okay?
Thanks, Dad. This looks great. Maybe we should say a quick round of grace.
Yeah, I'll say grace. Let me just say that I don't want to have dinner with any of you here. I came here to find my cow.
Oh, hold on a second. You don't want to have... Nancy and I can leave you two alone here.
No.
I did not mean to intrude.
I can also leave too. Mark, I'm happy to get out of here.
No, you helped me with the cow. You helped me with the cow. You are eating this with them.
I appreciate that.
Did you want them to shower? I know that they're covered in blood. Did you need that to be?
Yeah, I'm sorry. When you say you helped me with the cow, what does that
It's a euphemism.
This is so good. You know the cow has two stomachs, so I don't mind eating this one.
Is this my fucking cow? Is this my fucking cow?
What?
Yes, Dad, Mom, neighbor. It is.
Hugh, I've known you since you were 13. What do you mean, neighbor?
Wait, so how does that... So what's our relationship?
I'm saying you don't know my name? You know what, Mark? I'm gonna take the cow's stomach.
Please. Wait, I'm sorry. No, this is not. This is not the thing.
So, how did it go?
Well, I tried your honesty is the best policy. Tactic, and I will say, though the outcome wasn't what I wanted and hoped for, I do feel better having been honest. Though as she left, she had some honest things to say about me. And she pointed to my pelvic area and said, that will never be in me or any living thing ever again. And she did like a curse, like some kind of like, like ancient curse. And started
a curse on your penis.
Curse on my... So you're familiar with that?
Yeah. I've heard everything.
And it turns out she wasn't happy with the cow stealing.
Okay. What kind of curse was placed on your penis?
She looked at it and said, weenie, weenie, never more.
I guess I wasn't thinking of the incantation so much as the effect of the curse.
Oh, like what has happened since?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it might have had the opposite effect that she was looking for.
Oh, so major erections.
Thank you, doctor.
And that's scene one. Feels masturbatory to go out on your own line, but, you know.
Hey, when this scene's over.
When it's over, it's over.
That's the biz.
Moving on to scene number two, comes from Alchemy VIP Haven, who writes, hello, Dr. Host last name. iHeartMedia presents a new spinoff of The Hell You Say called Whoops, Wrong Kind of Indian. If you don't want to touch that flaming garbage with a 10-foot twig, then let's go with University Moonshining Team as an alternative. P.S. I'm Indigenous, Native, Aboriginal, Indian. Pick one, and I approve of the first scene suggestion. Well, Haven, none of us are that, and so we're not going to touch that, but we will gladly do University Moonshining Team.
Come on, get up. We got to go, all right? You got to be able to fly, or people got to know that the moonshine competition is happening this Friday. Come on, get up.
Leave us.
You all right?
Leave us.
Jesus Christ. You know, you're taking these Shakespeare classes, really fucking up the way you're talking to everybody, all right?
Leave us.
What the hell's going on with Earl? You all right?
Leave us alone.
What the hell is going on?
Get out of my room.
The wind doth chapped Earl. The wind doth chapped Earl.
The wind doth chapped Earl.
The wind doth chapped Earl.
The wind doth chopped Earl.
The wind doth chapped Earl.
The wind doth.
Prithee, good sirs.
Holy shit. The fuck?
Mehaps wonder if thouest know the owner of yonder still.
The... Pissing bucket? Yeah, I own it.
The pissing bucket belongs to thee.
Yeah, what's going on?
God's blood, good sir. But I, mayhap, imbibed of the bucket.
You drank from the piss bucket? We have moonshine. You didn't drink from the moonshine? You drank from the piss bucket?
Prithee, sir, I know not moonshine.
Holy shit. Okay, well, we got to get you something there quick, all right? Because that's Earl's urine, all right? That guy does not drink water. We got to get you something to drink quick. All right, hold on a second. Let me find...
Neil.
Now, look, Tina, we're dropping you off here at school. We're nervous, but we're proud of you. We know you're going to make good choices. I do want to say I hope you will continue to pursue your athletics. You're good at field hockey. You're good at ice skating. You're good at a lot of things. So, you know... It's not all about school. Study, study, study. You can also find some people that you share common interests with and build friendships and camaraderie that way. Okay? Okay, good. Now, okay. I know you don't want to talk to me anymore.
Because I suck.
Because I, what was it? What would you say? I suck a fat one.
Yeah, no, I said you suck a fat, stinking penis earlier, but you won't say the word penis. You think it's gross.
So why are you here today?
Well, we've known each other for a long time now, right, Doc?
Yeah. It's ever since you were a young man, yeah. And now you are a father.
And I'm a father.
So the penis does work.
The penis works.
You said it.
Oh, you got it.
You can't say it around your daughter.
No. It's hard for me to say that word around my daughter. Also, she blames me for her mother's missing.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Well, it is, from what you've told me, it is totally your fault.
Yeah, so this is the, like, club day when I join clubs. I'm interested in what you guys do.
Rush week? You're talking about rush week?
No, I'm talking about, like, club activity day. You're from the moonshine team, right?
Listen, ex-Tina, or whatever your name is.
It's just
is.
Tina.
Okay, listen. We do moonshine here. Yeah, we've been winning the moon cup for the last 6 years in a row. And we don't plan on losing it anytime soon.
I'm just relieved to speak to you. You're speaking like a normal person. Everybody else from the Moonshine team I've come across speaks like Shakespeare, kind of. So I didn't know if that was like a prerequisite or...
No, they did Shakespeare on the court. They converted the basketball court into like, you know, some kind of like garden. And they just started doing Shakespeare there. But
yeah.
Everyone there just got fucking hammered on Moonshine and just started taking classes and some shit. I'm trying to get everyone out of it, but... If I could say anything, just don't do Shakespeare because it's, you know.
Okay.
But
I'm an athlete. Yeah, no. I'm an athlete. I play field hockey and I figure skate. So don't worry. I wouldn't be doing Shakespeare.
Perfect. No one drinks more than theater nerds and athletes. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
If we can combine the two, we're going to fucking run this campus. What sports are you in right now?
Field hockey and figure skating.
Oh my God, they said Finier. I was like, what is
I
that?
Did, yeah. I used to do Finier skating, but I haven't since my accident.
Finier.
Yeah, Finier.
Oh, all right. So if you could just do me a favor, just take some of these bottles here. All right. And just pass them around. Oh, shit.
Wait, I'm sorry. I just drank out of the one on the ground. Was that one not
Yeah, that's
giant?
Earl's piss.
Shit.
Welcome, good sirs, to Shakespeare on the Court. Today's game, Capulets versus Montagues.
Yes.
Starting at point guard for the Montagues, Benvolio.
Woo!
At shooting guard, Romeo.
Woo!
The man in the middle.
I'm Lord so sorry Montague. To interrupt, but I gotta ask, why are they all dressed like that? What's the frilly thing around their necks?
It's just a frill thing, man. Just watch the
game. No, this is right? interesting. This is interesting.
For the Capulets.
I hear for the halftime show, they actually do the play.
Oh my God.
The whole play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really long.
I'm not going to stay for the halftime.
Yeah, this is kind of, the intro's kind of the game of it all, and the halftime show is the play, and then mm-hmm. and then the second half is actually the basketball game.
I'm Friar Lawrence, and your referee.
Wow, that's college is so different from what I thought it would be like.
Oh, you're Frosh?
Yeah.
No shit, you look old.
I do. People always tell me that. People tell, I use a lot of like, from the time I was like 2 to like 16, I would spend like 23 days out in the sun, like covered in oil. So
wow, exactly yeah. 23. I love a person with numbers.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to bake myself. I thought it could be done, but I'm still here.
What's your numerology sign?
Thank you so much for asking me. I am totally a 7 rising Virgo. What
oh my
are
gosh.
You?
What I are love you? That. I'm a 3 dropping Bondigo.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's so rare.
God, he just stabbed him out on the court.
Just watch the game. Just watch
what
the
a scratch.
Game.
Foul. Foul. Foul.
I bite my thumb at you.
Ask for me tomorrow and I shall be a grave man.
Now listen, I'm the dean of competitions, as you know. Thank you, everybody, for being here for this.
You made us come here.
Well, it's important because the rules have changed.
I need a chair.
This won't take long.
Is this going to take long?
No. So there's new rules for the competition this year. 2 new rules. 1, everything has to be organic. And 2, you can only use 3 ingredients.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Wait, are those Iron Chef rules?
So, any questions? Everyone's gone. Well, oh, yeah, you hung back. What's up? Hey, how can I help you? I'm the dean of competitions.
Hey, I was just wondering, is the 3 ingredients... Now, I'm a little confused because when we're making alcohol, because that's what moonshine is, and it's legal, right? I'm not going to...
What's your question?
So alcohol is one of the ingredients, right? Or can we do 3 ingredients after alcohol?
Oh, good question. Alcohol is one of the ingredients, and then you get 2 extra, you get 2 bonus ingredients.
Okay. Okay.
Though, you know, moonshining is illegal.
I didn't know that. Honestly, I'm...
Oh my God, Dale, you've been cheating with the moonshining team this whole time. You've just been adding alcohol to the moonshine. The point is we're supposed to make alcohol out of like a fermentation process. We're going to get
yeah,
so
like
fucked.
Corn or something else. If people, Dale, what the fuck?
If people find out, we're going to get fucked. Dale.
Dale, oh, you
dumbass. Dale, you piece of shit.
Wait a second. But that's why mine's so much stronger. I put just a little bit of alcohol
yeah.
in it.
A little bit?
Me thinks this moonshine tis but grain and Gatorade.
Yeah.
It is green. It is green and Gatorade.
It's fucking Popov
and
vodka.
Blue Ice Gatorade, Dale.
That's it. This is not...
We have room for one more ingredient.
No, that's not
the good news.
That's not the point. If the college moonshine board finds out about this, we're going to be disqualified from all future competitions, including nationals.
Oh, well, I didn't expect that.
Me hath an idea.
Okay.
Me hath an idea.
Half it.
What is up with this me shit? Just say I. What, can no one say I? Did they not have I back then?
I.
But okay. I think what the problem is I means yes. Okay. I means yes back then.
Okay, what is it?
I me support you.
Okay, what's the idea?
Half idea.
Half okay. idea?
Okay.
If 3 ingredients be what must, then... Then
just write it down.
Barley,
just write the ingredients.
Okay. Gatorade and Earl's Piss.
Oh,
Earl's
using
Piss.
Using Earl's Piss as an ingredient.
Interesting. Wait a second. There's so much fucking alcohol in Earl's Piss.
Yeah.
It might be able to dilute it in the same way that Dale's doing. Wait, if we mix Earl's Piss in the concoction that Dale's already made, we're adding that 3rd ingredient,
oh my God,
diluting the Popov, and actually making it stronger than ever. Hell, we'll be able to kill more people than a nuclear weapon with this.
Dean, can you step into my office, please?
You want the dean of competitions or the dean
of... Absolutely, dean of competitions. <All
right. laughs> He shoots, he scores.
Listen, Dean, I unfortunately...
You want to tell me you have a crush on me? And I get it. Listen, I drive a Honda
NSX. I'm going to stop you right there. That's extremely inappropriate. This is still the workplace and I'm your superior. If I did have a crush on you, I'd have to report that crush to HR and have it in written form that I was looking to enter a relationship with you. They would then inform you about that formal invitation, but they have not done that because I have not filed that. But that's how that goes if you want to have a relationship here with anybody.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that won't be an issue for you. The budget cuts, I can't believe that we haven't cut you sooner, but unfortunately, we don't have room.
Have we considered cutting the arts? Have we considered getting rid of the plays around here? The figure skating, like what is that?
Well, figure skating is a sport. It's an Olympic sport. If we get rid of the arts, there goes half of your competitions. As you know, this is a liberal arts sports college. Yeah. So they all go hand in hand.
This one has kind of a blue palette. Interesting. Mm-hmm. 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 I'm getting getting hints of alcohol. That's good. That's good. And I think possibly maybe the blue is Blue Eye Skater.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Great nose. Great nose.
And there's a third. There's a third ingredient.
Yeah.
I can't quite place.
Well, you said barley and Blue Ice Gatorade already, so said one more.
I'll give you a hint. Look at Earl, this man here. Look at his crotch.
Okay. Why would I look at his crotch?
Just really laser in on it.
Okay.
Give you a hint. Give you a hint.
Well, there's a little wet spot on his crotch.
Yep. That's close. Warm.
Okay. And warm. Is warm a clue as well?
Yes.
Because this is warm. This is warmer than moonshine.
Yes.
Stop. Everybody stop. Stop. The competition has been canceled.
What?
The funding for this competition has been canceled. So if a winner hasn't been already announced, there is no winner for this year. Thank you very much.
Wait, you're canceling it now? I just drank piss. I just drank that guy's piss.
You got it. That's the third ingredient. That's it.
Would we have won?
Yes. Yes, you would have won. You would have won.
Well, the good news is if one of you wants to turn this moment into a soliloquy, that's an option.
Fuck you, Dean.
Hey, there's that guy. Hey, you're supposed to get off campus, buddy. You were fired, right?
I'm walking to my car. This is on my way to my car.
Oh, really?
I drive a Honda NSX. You know what that is?
No.
Righto. And by the way, if you like me or don't like me, turn it into HR and I'll receive that formally. So see you later. I got a interview at a private school for a soccer coach.
Oh no, you said your car was this way. Come on, don't walk the other way. Come on.
And slow fade on scene two.
I love the idea of walking the other
Scene 3 comes from listener Elkin Cruz, who writes, "Hey, Kevin and gang, a month or so ago, I decided to waste some time, so I watched some old-timey television. I was watching Community, old-timey television, which one day a cop character in the show appears, and he talks. I know who that is, I said to myself. I couldn't believe it. It was Craig. Woo! Craig, I hope you were there when Kevin, or whoever is replacing him, Craig, is reading this. I have so many questions for you. Was filming the show as fun as it looks? Was it as exhausting as everyone says? Are you a fan of the show? Do you like it? Is that separate from being a fan? I could listen to you, Craig, for hours while you spill us with some memories from the show, your acting career in general, and more of your review corner. But the podcast is not Craig's talk show, LOL. Anyway, the cop character fits Craig perfectly, an exceedingly aware cop and a very kind and warm person. I expect a huge role for the cop and for Garrett and for Neil and for Pop, I think he means Magnitude, in the movie when it comes out. Have you heard anything about it, BTW? But I digress. My suggestion is the following. The cop from Community finds himself trapped in the library study room in the middle of a paintball battle with a group of misfit students from the community college Greendale. Love you all, Elkin." Well, Elkin, I can address some of those points. there. First of all, I have talked extensively. I do have stories about my time on Community, and there's a podcast called Six Seasons at a Podcast. I'm on episode 35, probably answering all those Community-related questions that you would like to hear. And I'm worried about Dan Harmon because he's very litigious. If we interfered with all the intellectual property from Community, I also can't guarantee that anybody in this cast knows exactly what that scene suggestion is. But we can go with the suggestion, paintball battle.
All right. So this is your gear, okay? Tend your gear. This is what you're going to be offered for the day and only for today.
Paintballs break bones?
Paintballs cannot break bones. No, they can't.
But I got frozen paintballs. I brought my own.
All right, come with me. Come with me. You want to go down that door? Go down that door, okay?
But I'm
go down to that door. Sure, go down to that door.
You're out of here.
So they can't bruise the skin, though, all right? In a close enough range, they can't actually break the skin. That's why we're going to always be keeping a 15-foot
distance. Is this an actual library?
You're going to have the questions when I'm finished telling you the safety, all right?
Yes, sir.
So 15 feet or more, all right? That's the exact close distance you
can get. Can I use the goggles butt of my
weapon? No questions until I'm done with the safety, all right?
Okay.
Goggles must be worn at all times. If you take your phone out to take a picture or to make a call, know that that phone could be shot by a paintball, fly out of your hand, and be used as another projectile that could impale someone on your own team or someone watching from the sides. So no phones. All shoes must be worn at all times.
I got rid of the frozen paintballs. I'm back.
Buddy, see that door? Go through it, all right?
But I put the frozen paintballs out.
You're out of here.
Ugh.
Josh, what's going on? I thought I just dropped you off. Why are you by the parking lot?
Well, apparently I'm not allowed to bring my own paintballs in because these guys want to make money off of us. Yeah.
You were so excited, Josh.
I know.
Well, sorry, Slugger, but your mom and I already have a day planned, so you're going to have to hang out here in the parking lot.
No, please,
well, maybe
no.
Josh can just come with us. I don't want Josh.
I don't think a carnival is any place for a kid.
I love carnivals. Oh, my God. Please. Please.
I don't know. Well, can he just run behind the car?
What?
Look, if that'll make you happy, this is a new relationship and I want us to prosper. So yeah, I'm compromising.
I can't keep up behind the car.
It's okay. I'm going to tie this rope around you.
Okay.
And then there you go.
But that's awesome. Around one of my ankles. That's going to trip me.
Not if you keep up. Remember, high knees.
Hi, license and registration, please.
Did I do something wrong, officer?
Yeah, you just got like a dead kid on your windshield.
Are you sure it's dead? Did you check its pulse and everything?
I didn't check, but
don't have a coroner's report, then what can I say?
I still need your license and registration, but I will check the pulse, thank you.
You're so lucky, I even pulled over you now.
I'm a lawyer, I was underneath those Wendy's bags. Now listen to me. She's not going to say anything until we are read our Miranda rights.
I only read the Miranda rights if you're getting arrested. I need her license.
My so she's not under arrest. My name is Lisette. So okay. You could read me the Lisette right.
No.
Then I can be on my way.
Lisette, I need your license and registration. I'm going to check the pulse on this poor little guy here.
Hey, excuse me. I was just driving by. I'm a freelance coroner. Do you need a coroner's report?
I think we might, yeah. Oh, it sounds like he's making a little bit.
Get down. Oh, man. You're really good with that gun.
Where's everybody? Stop hiding. I need to get through the safety, okay? No one can play until the safety has been said.
Hey, now that we're down here, can I tell you something?
Well, yeah.
Never mind.
What?
Never mind.
If you don't tell me, I'm going to pistol whip you with my airsoft.
All right, I just want to say I like you, but I'm also a fan of you. Those are two different things.
A fan?
Yeah.
Well, wait, was it my performance of Susuria at the
food court?
Yeah, at the food court.
You stood up, you're like, Susuria.
Yeah, and then the Chick-fil-A guy said, sit the fuck down, and I said,
and we're like, that's not Christian. Yeah.
Hey, Marcus, sorry, we just saw the CCTV footage based on your report. Mm-hmm. Looks like you did kind of lie. Looks like you invited her on the table to sing. So, Marcus, I'm sorry. We got to let you go. I don't know what else to say.
I would love to see that footage because the way I remember, I'm not allowed to see it. The way I remember it is this young lady hopped up onto a table with her dirty little shoes, did a whole performance, and I was like, get the fuck down out of there. So I don't know what I did wrong because to me that sounds right.
Well, Marcus, at one point you did say that, but it also seemed like you got caught up in the musical. And yeah, it looks like you and 30 other people in the food court were dancing in unison.
Have no memory of that.
Marcus, it's on the CCTV. I don't know what to say.
And you wanted the spicy chicken?
What?
You wanted the spicy chicken meal?
Marcus, relax. You're fired.
Pretty sure the team we're going against is like high schoolers. They don't seem trained at all.
We're going to kick their ass.
We're going to kick their ass.
Colonel.
Yeah.
I just want you to know if for some reason it doesn't go well out there for us, which I know it will. You know, I mean, we always kick ass.
Uh-huh.
I just want you to know that I love it.
You know what? I love you too. And that's why even back here stateside, I still like to go out and get some reps with you.
It's good to get reps. It's good to kill, even in an abstract.
Well, yeah, right. In an abstract. In abstract.
But, you know, I just wanted to say that I love you.
I mean, I love you too. Thank you.
No, I mean,
got your back.
I mean, I love you.
Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
First of all, I love you like a brother.
Colonel!
Got you. You're out. Go to the door. Go to the door. That's where the door is.
But I was...
Oh, God. Oh, no.
You got this. I just got to go to the door.
I don't have this. I've never done it without you.
I have to go to the door. I'm out.
Oh, God.
Hey, did you see me?
Yeah, I was freaking rad.
I just was like, I'm going to stand up and go crazy, and then I came back.
I got to tell you, Kyle, I'm a fan.
Lugo, the Colonel got hit 8 months ago. Get your shit together. Stop drinking, for God's sakes, and get back on the horse.
I'm not drinking, okay? This is my own stuff that I'm making home, all right?
Smells like piss, Lugo.
It's mostly piss. But you let it sit for a while, and it ferments.
No, it becomes ammonia, all right? Now,
That's what I'm drinking, okay?
Now, look, officer, as your chief, I have to tell you that there was a complaint made about you. A woman named Lisette said you pulled her over.
Yep.
You didn't read her Miranda rights. You had an impromptu coroner sesh.
Chief.
Yeah.
You're saying all of these things to me as if I did them wrong, but I'm pretty sure I did them right. You don't read people Miranda.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Chief of putting people in a corner and having a conversation with them. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure. Excuse me.
Well,
I'm feeling good, but before you say anything, I feel good. Today was one of those days where I'm like, I know my purposes. Yeah, you were saying.
Great. We're going to have to let you go.
I can't.
Yeah, well, I'm fired too because our relationship wasn't reported. And that goes against HR.
You didn't submit it?
Sorry, I'm just going to leave. If you both are fired, I'm assuming I'm good to go. So I'm just going to kind of walk out of here.
Well, I feel like I'm not fired until I leave the premises.
That's not
Wait
true.
A minute. Did I That's hear not... that right? Is chief of putting people in a corner and having a conversation open now?
I think so. That's, and I think the true. Police chief is open too. He just said he was fired.
That is also true. Yes, that is also true.
Oh, so I want to be chief of putting people in a corner and having a conversation.
Well, the mayor's going to assign the chief of police and then they'll assign that after the fact. But until that time, I guess you can be the interim. And
really? I don't even have to put in an app?
I don't know. Do you want mozzarella sticks?
What?
I'm just kidding.
What did you right, wait? What did you mean by that?
He said an app. I have to put in an app application. Yeah, why appetizer.
Why would you say that? So anyway, we're police officers.
I'm not working here anymore. Who gives a shit? I can say whatever the hell.
Bryson, I brought you some Jell-O from the cafeteria. How you feeling, baby? It's hard with your mouth wired shut. I know.
It's just I don't. It's not good. It's hard to. I guess
so
jealous
crazy that big accident happened.
Where's my son? Where's my son? What room is my son in?
Don't let her in here. Don't tell her I'm in here. Please shut the door and hide me.
Hey,
in here.
Slugger. We found you. Just want to let you know your mom and I are going to Bora Bora for the week.
Oh.
So we won't be around. This lady seems nice enough. She'll take care of you, right?
She has to. She's a nurse and a physical therapist.
Oh, I just wore the outfit so I could get in here. I'm technically on probation. I shouldn't be out.
What?
I'm not really a nurse. I just wanted to make my peace with you, and I feel like I've made it. So, GTG.
Listen, little slugger. If you're lucky, we'll bring you back a little brother or a little sister. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Please, no. You're never going to be my real dad.
Steve, thank you, Simon. This is beautiful here on the island. I don't feel comfortable abducting a child to bring it back. So Josh has a little brother or sister?
It feels international laws, baby. It's like these little, what are they called? Boreans?
Human beings? Just people?
They want to come with us, babe. They want it. They want a better life.
I don't know, Steve.
Which one you like?
I like Josh. I like my son. I don't know. I think it's already hard enough.
What do you like about him?
He's my son. He reminds me of just family and good times. And he's so sweet and so much potential to be the best person ever. And I just see so much growth in him, so much love.
Okay, here is the pina colada for the lady and Mai Tai for the man. And again, I'm just reminding you, I feel silly saying this twice, but you can't keep staring at the kids and getting closer to them. So people are watching. Just be cool. Okay.
It's one of those situations, though, where, like, because we're American, right? We can, like, if we see something we like, we could take it.
I don't know where you got that impression, sir, but it certainly doesn't apply to the children here of this island.
Before you leave, this lady right here, my date here, my other, when I met her on that app, she said she liked adventure and spontaneity.
Okay.
And I feel like those two things are starting
Steve, do you know my name?
Give me hold this real quick. I gotta run to the ocean real quick.
Okay.
I don't think he knows my name.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
So tell me about this new relationship. You said you met on an app.
Yeah.
Was it jalapeno poppers or or mozzarella sticks?
What do you mean?
The app that you met on. Was it jalapeno poppers or was it like buffalo wings?
Bumble.
Okay, it's just an app, it could be, appetizer, application.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look, Doc, I've known you for a long time.
It's been a long time.
And I've tried all these different personas. I'm trying to be like a tough guy who doesn't care right now, but it doesn't work because the truth is...
No, you always seemed like the same guy.
What do you mean?
To me, because I know you, you're always the same guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Because anybody else would be like distinct, differently, whole different person.
Are you saying penis around your daughter?
Yeah.
So that worked out.
That part worked out.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun? Do you ever do any activities, Doc?
I like to tape my patients.
I mean, like extreme sports.
Extreme sports. Ooh, like a bungee jump.
Like a bungee jump, but with a rifle in your hand that's full of those little paintballs.
No, I've never done that.
All right, so right over here is a fantastic spot to paraglide. But why don't we just set up camp here? I don't know if you all believe in Sasquatch, but there has been a lot of sightings in the area. So why don't we just take a second here before we just get our suits ready and everything set up to just maybe sit in silence, maybe hear some knocking, maybe hear some calls from the Sasquatch.
How many Sasquatch sightings has there been?
Out here, hundreds.
Hundreds?
And hundreds, oh yeah.
We're paragliding, right? So do you see them in the sky? Is it it seems like a land problem.
Oh, for sure. I know, but we have to be, we're right here on this giant, cliff face.
Sure.
And so,
Also, can I just say, you are beautiful.
Oh.
I just want to say it. I just want to put it out there.
Everyone's beautiful.
No, I'm not.
So.
Do you have a picture of the Sasquatch?
A picture, yeah. Hold on a second. Actually, hold on a second. Kind of looked like this guy right here.
Just finished taking a leak. When you're out here, the whole world's
holy
a toilet.
Shit, there it is.
What?
There's a Sasquatch right there.
That's a man. It's a man. He's not even that tall.
What the hell's around his pelvic here? Isn't that a Sasquatch?
Oh, no. Sasquatch, I'm going to jump off the mountain.
No!
He doesn't have the thing strapped on.
It's okay. Everyone start clapping. Everyone start clapping.
And scene. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. let's thank each of the alchemists separately. Jackie Gonzalez Duruthi.
Thank you so much. What a great time.
This episode is going to drop March 1st. Anything you want to promote? Or
I'll say this, and I don't know when the episode comes out, so it might come out after March 1st or it might come out before, but either way, if you keep your eyes peeled on the podcast, Gimme That D, which sounds gross, but is actually about, it's actually about Disney. It's actually about Disney Channel original movies. I am reviewing Double Teamed, which also sounds gross, but isn't about a gangbang.
What the hell's going on?
It's a Disney Channel original movie about two twins who play basketball, two identical twins who are played by people who are not related at all.
Hmm. So just Google Gimme That D Double Team.
And Jackie DeRuthi.
They'll find Jackie. Okay. Chris Alvarado.
First of all, Craig, I think I speak for everyone. Wonderful job hosting. We want to hear more of you. I think, and the fans are saying that too. We want to hear more of you.
They want the whole thing.
Mm. Yeah.
I think we will devote one of these just to me talking about my acting career.
Yeah. So. I love that idea. Yeah. I love that idea. I'm doing great. Future me, if you're listening back, everything's fine. You're healthy. I woke up this morning. I just scrolled the various social media sites just really quickly. Came across Patrick Babbitt's Instagram with dude, he has a new short coming out written and by and starring both he and Jackie. And on the cover, there's Molly Erdman, a cover, you know, on the poster, the thing. Yeah. It's called Lump. I'm like genuinely super excited to see this. It seems like it'll be streaming in March. It's going to be part of the LA Short Film Festival. Tell us more about this, Jackie.
Wow. All of those things are very accurate. It will be streaming up as part of the LA Film Festival in March. Pat and I wrote it. We co-star in it. It is based off of real events to us. And we have some fun friends in there. It's funny. It's a good time.
Jackie, you had your chance to promote that earlier. You're cutting into Chris's time.
That's it. Thank you.
But yeah, that sounds awesome. And I definitely want to see that. That sounds really cool. Caroline Cotter.
Yeah. Just, I don't know what to say. I just, you know, happy to be here, happy to be alive. Every day's a gift. And yeah, just remember that.
Yeah, every day is a gift. Yeah. James Heaney.
On March 30th at 8 p.m. at the West Side Comedy Theater, Bear Supply will have their second show since the pandemic. And I hope you're there at 8 p.m. It's going to be great.
Oh, you bailed out of trailer voice just a little too early.
Mm-hmm.
Was that true? I guess it was. I just was.
Sounded incredible.
Thank you. I'll work on maintaining my character for a longer period of time.
And now, Joey Greer.
Hi. I also want to say March 30th, 8 p.m. West Side Comedy Theater. Ticket link is already up on the site. You're going to see myself, Caroline Cotter. She's already confirmed whether she wants to do it or not. James, he might be there, might not. We'll see what happens. And Sean Boylan, maybe some other people. Check it out if you're in the Los Angeles area. Also, check out westsidecomedytheater.com for other shows. It's a great theater.
Awesome. Let's thank our engineer and producer, Doug Bain.
Bain.
The fine folks at iHeartMedia. Please write to us at alchemythis@gmail.com. Until next time.
Alchemy this.